Well, wildfires raging in Southern California have forced more than 100,000 people from their homes, and many thousands more are on edge today as the flames surround many communities. Joining us now is Alex Cohen, who is covering the story with KPCC in Pasadena. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the largest fire in Ventura County between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara. What's the latest there?
This is the so-called Thomas Fire, which broke out on Monday night. The latest numbers, 96,000 acres burned. That fire roughly 5% contained. And the most recent and unfortunate news that we've received from that area was that a body has been discovered near the burn area. It's unclear. This does not seem to be a direct connection to the fire, but it may have been someone trying to evacuate from the scene of the fire. Mm.
Meanwhile, the Skirball fire started yesterday next to the 405 freeway and spread into the L.A. neighborhood of Bel Air. What's happening with that one?
That one is significantly smaller, and luckily the numbers there have held overnight. That one also 5% contained. It's burned roughly 475 acres. Thankfully, no serious injuries there to either civilians or firefighters, but you've got roughly 700 homes that have been evacuated from the area.
And by the way, there was a big fire in Bel Air back in 1961. Did that lead to any changes and emergency preparation there?
It was a truly amazing fire on a number of counts. You're right, Jeremy, this was back in 1961. That one destroyed more than 500 homes, including the homes of some notable celebrities, Burke Lancaster, Zsa Gabor. You had Vice President Richard Nixon, who evacuated with his wife from their rented home in the area. And as you mentioned, that led to some really big changes regarding laws trying to prevent wildfires. A lot of those laws had to do with the materials used for roofing. You had a roofing industry that lobbied hard against it, but eventually there were changes, and many credit those changes as being a reason why we haven't seen more destruction due to wildfires in the decades since.
So what are people being told today about what they should do? We talked about the fact that there are 100,000, more than 100,000 people who have been forced from their homes.
The big factor today, Jeremy, is the weather. Last night, millions of people, myself included, at about 8:30, got a loud buzz on our phone that didn't stop. That's usually what we get for amber alerts for missing kids. It was a wind warning saying that the wind is expected to be very strong. We've heard various reports, but some are calling hurricane strength winds 80 miles per hour or more. So people are being told to stay alert, stay vigilant, and more than anything, to evacuate when they're told to do so.
And are people listening to that call to evacuate when they're told to do so?
A lot of them are. There have been evacuation centers set up in all of the areas where there are fires, but there are still some holdouts. You mentioned the Skirball fire. There were just announcements this morning that some people are not heeding those calls. And in some areas, it gets really complicated. Some of these areas are very rural. You've got people who have horses at home and multiple animals, and it's not sometimes just so easy to grab the photo albums and the ID papers and just jump in the car. So people are trying to kind of triangulate that decision, which is hard to do because things are changing very quickly. A number of minor fires have also broken out in Southern California this morning, so there's a lot to pay attention to.
Well, tell us about those, because I was hearing an official say this morning that the winds would be so strong today that even a little spark could start a new fire. What do we know about the new, smaller fires that have started up?
Any little spark, as you mentioned, really could start a fire. And it's amazing, Jeremy. It seems like every time you blink, a new one has cropped up. I'm looking now at a report of a 3-acre brush fire that broke out this morning near the interchange of the 15 and 60 freeways. This is in an area out east called the Jurupa Valley. Thankfully, firefighters able to stop the flames there. Another fire, this one, an industrial fire that happened in the city of Anaheim. Folks might know that is the home to Disneyland. This was reported in a single-story building. And the problem, too, that you have is resources, right? They're stretched so thin at this point with so many fires in so many different areas that when these smaller fires crop up, you don't have quite the same resources that you might usually have otherwise.
Just a few seconds left here, Alex, but I imagine traffic is kind of a nightmare today.
Traffic has been pretty extreme. The 101 freeway along the coast was closed overnight. It opened up this morning once again. Some of the latest reports I saw, 2 hours delay at least.
That's Alex Cohen at KPCC in Pasadena with the latest on the fires in Southern California. Alex, thank you.
My pleasure.